God gave us a lot of guidance in the last year. The first thing was that we were going to have a summer school, you know, teaching and lectures and all that. And we got the impression from the Lord, no, that's not what I want this year. I want you to have a festival of praise. So we did have it. And it was a great success. And there was wonderful praise for 2 days. And during that, we got a prophetic word from the Lord. And there seemed to be general agreement. It was the word of the Lord that we were to go to a high place overlooking Dublin and that we were to declare God's victory over all the spirits that oppose the kingdom of God. And there was great. And we were also told as part of that message that we were to do it together with Protestants and that we were not to do the festival unless there were Protestants with us. It was very specific.
That's extraordinary. Why do you think that is?
Well, the opposition we're getting from the evil one is we're not being opposed as Catholics, we're being opposed as Christians. And as Pope Francis says, when ISIS capture Christians, they don't say, are you a Catholic or a Protestant? They say, do you believe in Jesus? And if you do, well, then you're in trouble. But so it says in one of the Psalms how good and how pleasant it is when the brothers and sisters dwell in unity. That commands the blessing of the Lord. So what we were getting was the Lord wanted us to come before him, overlooking the city of Dublin in unity. And so we contacted lots of Protestant churches and told them about what we were intending to do. And our feeling that it was from the Lord, this impulse, was confirmed by the reaction we got, because they got it immediately and they said, we'd love to be there. So we arranged to go to a prominent place up on Howth, and we had no idea how many people were going to turn up, but 150 turned up. And there were people from all different churches. It was fantastic. And I'd written a little booklet about declaring the festival shout of victory over cities, towns and localities. And we had that available for €1 on the day. And thankfully, hundreds of them sold. But then we spent 2 hours praying. Now, there were four stages in what we did. The first stage was praying for real unity between us. And that was very moving, because there were Catholics and Protestants who came forward and they said things about unity and then prayed for unity. And then we moved into a time of prayer and praise, general prayer and praise. And then we moved into the time of declaring Christ's victory over all the evil spirits that might be afflicting the city of Dublin, which he loves and which he wants to be evangelized. And that was really powerful. And we had people dancing, singing, clapping their hands, banging tambourines. We had very good musicians. We were all singing at the top of our voice up on Howth Head, looking at the city. And it was a lovely day. It wasn't raining or anything. We could see it clearly in the distance. And we were just saying, now we're tearing down the strongholds of opposition to Christ's message and to Christ's kingdom. And then towards the end, the fourth part of it was that we called down a blessing on the city of Dublin, and we prayed for revival, Christian revival in the city as a result of effective evangelization. So after 2 hours, then we dispersed and went home. But the feedback was fantastic. And what we found out, and I found out from talking to people, we had visitors from as far away as Belfast. And what they wanted to do was to observe what we were doing in order to do it themselves. And there was a group of women. They said, we're going up to Cave Hill and we're going to have a festival shout over the city of Belfast. There were people from Wexford, Waterford and other places who were intending to do something similar. So we thought, this is catching on. People are recognising this is a good proactive thing for Christians to do. And I'm hoping now it's going to spread into Britain as well. So,
has anybody invited you to come and help them do another festival shout elsewhere?
Well, we've published, as I said a little earlier, a booklet about how to do what it's about and how to do it. And I'm going to make notes available to people who contact me, giving them an order of service if they need guidance. Now, it's not intercessory prayer. It's not asking God for anything. It's a peculiar kind of prayer that comes from the Old Testament. And it's like a battle cry. When the Jews were going into battle, if they felt they were doing God's will and that God was with them, no matter what opposition was against them, even though they were completely outnumbered and the other armies had much better weapons, they would say, the battle is not ours, it's God's, and God will give us the victory. So there's an example, for example, with Gideon had an army of 32,000. And God said, listen, if you won a victory with 32,000, you would think you did it yourselves. So people are afraid to tell them to go home. So he's left with 10,000. And the Lord said, but even if you won with 10,000, you'd still claim the victory for yourselves. So then he had another test for the army about drinking water out of a river. And he's left with 300, which is just laughably small number to deal with another army. But guess what? They win. And it's the idea God has won the victory. Now, our point as believers is Jesus is Lord. He's victorious over all the evil spirits. And we don't focus on the evil spirits. We focus on Jesus and we say, you will tear down the strongholds. You will liberate the people from all these spirits. And we're affirming that in our almost war cry of victory. We are declaring you are victorious.
And that's what you did on
that's what Sunday. We did, yeah, with great energy and enthusiasm and conviction.
And will there be another one?
There are going to be ones around the country. Now, of course, our attitude is God told us to do that, and we've done it as faithfully as we can. Now we're waiting on the Lord. What now, Lord?
What would you suspect is the next next call?
By definition, I don't know, because it's only the Lord knows.
Right.
So we wait upon the Lord. I mean, that whole initiative wouldn't have struck us at all a few months ago. But it just emerged through prayer and God speaking to us. Right. Now, what I would imagine is, I mean, the whole purpose of our existence is evangelization. And that the Lord is saying, I want you to declare my victory over the evil spirits. But obviously the next step will be something to do with how to evangelize. How to reach out to people. And we got a word just a week ago, which was, this was a trial run of faith. And that the Lord was pleased that we had listened to him and did what he said. But he said, in a way though, you could claim that you did it yourselves because you had a lot of control. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask you to do things in the future which will seem absolutely beyond your reach. And unless you depend on me with great faith, you will not be able to achieve what I'm going to ask you to do. But if you do depend on me, great things will be possible.
You know, I take it that humility is a very important ingredient there.
Humility and listening. And you know, on Mount Tabor, God the Father said to humanity when he spoke, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. So our number one thing is listen to Jesus. What is he asking us to do? I jokingly say to the members of our community, we have to be like the Duke of Edinburgh. Now, the Duke of Edinburgh apparently has to walk one step behind the Queen at all times. And our attitude is we have to walk one step behind the Lord. We are not in charge. He is. He guides us by his Spirit. We listen for his word and then we act on his word.
Isn't that true for all initiatives?
It should be. And the thing is that if we do things because it's the word and the will of the Lord, blessing will abound. But if we're doing it in the strength of our own humanity, there will be little or no blessing. So it's so important to seek the will of the Lord. Mm-hmm.